Hey, how you doing? Is Bob around?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob. My name is Steve. I'm actually calling from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I know you're probably busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time here. The whole reason I'm calling really is just to follow up with you on something. Sent out an offer to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. Just seeing if you'd seen that. It was through direct mail. It was actually it's. The offer was just in reference to some prior financing deal with Western Equipment. Does that ring a bell at all? Like 2 years ago?
I do recall Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay,
What
cool.
was the offer? Is it still standing on, or
I'm sorry, you kind of a little broke up right there at the end.
is the offer still active, or is it expired?
Oh no, it's still active. Yeah, you guys, the offer that I sent was actually a pre-approval for some equipment or some capital, so that's what I'm doing. I'm just giving a call, follow up, seeing if you guys have
Pre-approval. Okay. Yeah, that's where I got to send in my last 4 months. Bank statements, blah blah blah, and then they come back and tell me a different deal. Yeah, I got a million people that pre-approve me. It's the
Sure.
final
Well,
approval, and the final interest rate is the kicker.
the pre-approval, that all comes across, that comes about because of your initial look into your business off of the D&B credit profile that you have. So you have some strong borrowing history, so that's usually the one that we sent out to you. I don't know if it was for like 250 or 150. I don't remember what it was. But I know that we did send out a pre-approval for you, and that's the reason you have the pre-approval, just because you do have some excellent borrowing history. So that's the initial look into the business. But for us to get you an actual approval, we have to look at the real real-time health of the business. That's how that
All
comes
right.
about.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I could be straight up with you. I've got companies that are always calling me,
Well,
and they
sure.
like these business backers that want to lend you 40 grand and they want 50 grand back in 3 months. I mean, it's just phenomenal interest rate. I have no interest in that. I have another company that wants to lend me $400,000, but it's at like 11% interest. I'm like, I can't afford that. So the only thing I'm interested in would be something truly that has single-digit interest rates on it. If it's 10% or more, I just can't do it. I just
Okay,
not gonna do it. I'm
I
gonna
understand.
borrow out something
What are you
scrappy and
looking to
get
do?
married. Well, I'd like to buy some attachments and such, but
Some attachments, is that
equipment to diversify my business, but at the same time, I got to do it to justify it. I have to be at a reasonable rate, and that's what it always boils down to. I
All
mean, I literally can borrow 400,000 from one company, but they want like 11%, and I told them I just can't do it.
I
I have
gotcha.
another company. Well, I've got five different properties. I've just financed a home at
Oh, nice.
5%, which I can live with, but yeah, there's a lot of options, and I've got $1.5 million worth of equipment, which I can always sell equipment to get money to free up to buy another item. But
Yeah.
what kind of interest rates are we talking?
Well, you kind of broke up at, when I asked what you were looking to do. I didn't hear what you said something about attachments. Is that kind of
Yeah, I like excavator attachments and just skid steer attachments, stuff like that. I'd like to diversify a little better with that, but
Okay.
it's not critical. I mean,
How
I can
much
survive.
I got you. How much do those usually run?
They can be, I mean, some attachments are $150,000.
Yeah.
You get a
Okay.
green bucket, it could be $80,000. You get certain types of jackhammers, they can be $100,000. I've got like 12, and I've got a lot. Like demolition, excavation, all kinds of things. But I always, if I get tapped into where I can get money at a reasonable rate, it justifies it. But my past, when you say strong payment history, you're not kidding. I've been paying 20-some thousand dollars a month for the last 5 years, and I don't miss a payment. It's just the way I am. I make sure that I make money, or I make enough to payments, that's for damn sure. So I got a perfect payment history.
That's
my
good.
Credit report sucks because I've got stupid credit cards. So in other words, I'm paying 20-some thousand a month, okay? And I've got, say, 30 grand in credit card or something like that. So instead of having an 800 credit report, I've got like a 650 because of them stupid-ass credit cards. I know it's stupid. I should just pay them off, but I don't. And I come back to the same old statement. I'll borrow money, but I got to have it at a decent rate, bottom line.
Okay.
You know, I swear to God, when I say there's 20 people trying to get me to borrow, there literally is. I have emails every day.
Oh, yeah, and I...
North Star from Financial Pacific, from all different companies, and they all want stupid interest rates, and I'm not going to do it.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, and the whole reason they're giving you those calls is because of your, you know, your borrowing history. That's the only reason. I mean, it's a public profile. But like you said, you have 30 grand in credit debt. Is that what you said? Credit cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what kills me. I should just pay that. That's like a month worth of payments for me. I could pay that off. My credit report would go through the roof. And then I could get better interest rates. That's really what I should do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple options here that I already see. I'm actually taking notes here. There's a couple options I see here. What we could do, because the thing with our company is a lot of our stuff is actually based off of your sales. So it's not really off your credit. Like, I know you wanted to do attachments for, like, excavators and skid steers and all that stuff. Now, we could do that. We could do that as equipment financing, because we also do equipment financing instead of just capital. And our equipment financing is a little bit, the rates on that is going to be in your mid-single digits, because that's usually the, you know, 2 to 5 year terms. And that's probably would be the best option for you, because you want to keep a lower interest rate. Now, with your credit debt, you said, you know, one payment, and you guys could just be debt-free in the credit cards, and it would just drive up your...
I was told if I paid my credit cards off and kept them, not tear them up, that way they'd have zero balance or low balance, you know what I mean? And then under 20% or something, they said. Then my score would go up 100 points because my payment, that's the only thing bad about my whole analysis of me and my company is I have 20 or 5 or 30 grand worth of credit card debt, which is kind of peanuts to me when I'm paying $400,000 a year in bills, and I got 30 grand in credit card debt. But bad, the banks look at that as like I'm the bad guy. Oh, your credit sucks because you got. It's stupid. I don't understand how if they look at the real picture and saw what I pay every month and what the credit cards ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the way they weigh it, it drops me right down to the shit zone. I have good credit, but I'd have immaculate credit if I didn't have that credit card debt because I make all my payments.
When's the last time you looked at your credit?
35 years.
You've been a business?
I don't know. A month ago, it was like 680 or something like that.
Okay.
Better now. I don't know.
Just to let you know, national average is actually 680. So, you know, that's the average. So if you're right at 680, you're at third average. So, did you say you were in business for 35 years, that you said?
Since the 80s. Yeah,
oh, right on.
I've been in business 20, no, not that long, but. I graduated 35 years ago, and I've been making my credit card payments and never missed payments since then. That's what I'm saying. So 35 years of payments, but I built my house in 86 30 years ago. That mortgage was paid off 16 years ago. But I have 5 different properties now, so things change. You know, I've got millions in equipment. I've had a business for 27 years. Whatever. I don't know.
That's all right.
In all honesty, I've got so much equipment that it doesn't really matter to me because I can just put it. If I want to get $100,000, I can put up a dozer, an excavator, if I had to. But I mean, if someone comes to me with a decent offer, I jump on it because I have. Ways of getting deals on equipment just to advance me. And that's kind of the way my life has been.
Yeah, and you know,
get money to borrow, and I get more stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, with all that equipment that you have, I mean, does that equipment, is it just sitting there, or is it actually making you money?
No, I'm using it. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't need to sell it. Don't sell it. I mean, if you're making money off of it, you don't want to sell that.
Right.
But back to the credit card. What I was gonna say, because what we are, we're more of a relationship based bank. Bank of Cardiff. We're really good at what we do. We're a relationship based bank. You know, one transaction's not gonna keep our doors open, to be honest with you. And so what I was trying to think of what I could do here for you is, because if you want to get rid of, I mean, what's more important to you, getting rid of that credit card debt or doing the attachments for the skid steers and excavators? What would be more important to you?
It makes more sense to pay off the credit card debt, just because my credit report with then, in a month's time or within a few months' time, all of a sudden I'd spin around and my credit would be up in the high sevens. I know it would be, because it's the only thing holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing suppressing my rating is my credit card debt. Other than that, there's nothing that would hold it down. I mean, if anything, it should flourish way up by 800.
Okay. Because the way I'm looking...
Consolidation loans, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because what I was thinking is that, you know, we could do a capital loan. You know, I'm gonna be honest, it's an unsecured cash loan, so I mean it's gonna be a little bit higher, but to get that paid off, it will work for you in the long run. I mean, that way you'll have a better credit score, that way you'll be able to get a better rate on the equipment that you want to finance. You know, it might sting a little bit in the beginning, but at least it'll work out for you in the end. So I mean,
you gotta look at it this way too. My credit card debt's at a higher interest rate too. So if I pay it off, say my credit card's average is 16% and I pay it off, you know, hey, what kind of interest rate are you talking, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, with our capital, like I said, with our capital loans, it's a little bit different. A lot of factors go into that. I can tell you with our equipment, I can tell a little bit stronger like rates on that one, but with our capital, because it's unsecured cash, it's a little bit more risky. It's going to be a short-term loan. So even if you just took out, you know, just enough just to pay off your credit cards, you can take out a little bit more, you know, to, you know, if you want to like renovate or anything or do whatever you want with it, because it's unsecured. Now, I mean, if it's going to work with you for you in the end, I mean, we have, you know, early payback discounts and things like that too. So, but I want to be upfront with you. I'm not gonna lead you in the wrong direction and tell you, oh yeah, it's a really good rate, and then come back and find out it's like, you know, really high, and then I'll
be
like,
lie.
Right.
What kind of rate are you talking?
It's completely all based off of a lot of factors, to be honest. You know, if anything, it starts like 10 cents on the dollar and goes up from there. You know, we have really good programs. We have the way it works is that we get you approved. We get you approved for all these programs, and pretty much you choose the one you want to take, and it's all up to you. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to get you qualified for the best program possible, and I promise I will. And, I mean, you don't have to take it. I mean, just because we do all the, you know, paperwork and just see what you get, doesn't mean you have to pull the trigger on it and take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one nice thing. But if you turn around and use that to pay off your credit card debt, and then, you know, in a couple months' time, your credit is going to go shoot up straight through the roof, and then if you want to bring on some more equipment to finance at a lower rate, I mean, it's totally worth it. I mean, it helps out your business. It helps out everybody.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right. What do I got to do to move forward and see what you got out there?
Well, do you have a good email? I can send you an email. Our paperwork is really light. It's just the application, 6 months bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
My email address is ROB, RRWS43. At frontiernet.net.
So it's ROBRRWS43.
At frontiernet.net, yep.
At frontiernet.net. Okay. Yeah, so I can send that to you, and then, you know, when do you think you can get that paperwork to me? Because I want to help you out. I want to build a relationship with you, and, you know, I want to help out your business and help you out in any way that I can. That's what we're here for.
I do a ton of love. Look, I got all kinds of stuff going. Like, I'm going in 90 directions at once.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
But it all boils down to, again, I've dealt with the best and I've dealt with the worst. I've dealt with the worst, and I'll say, like, a business back loan. It's a bridge loan, and I borrowed $65,000 and paid back, like, $90,000 in a matter of 3 months. It's just stupid-ass interest rate. I will never do that again. I mean, unless I was held at gunpoint, basically. You know, it's almost the case there was. But and on the other end of the stick, I just refinanced for under 5%. I've got mortgage on one home to look 3.5%. It's unbelievable. So single digits are great. And the double digit starts to sting pretty good.
Well, let me ask you this: how long is your mortgage for?
I like staying with the 15, just because I know interest. You just paid it.
Yeah, so it's gonna, you know, some people like.
I've always had my mind where 15 years is much better than a 20 or definitely a 30.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Money to the wind. With 30, you're just sitting there. You're basically just paying interest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why.
Principal, you're not knocking it down.
Yeah, that's why mortgage loans are completely different than what we're talking about here. I mean, that's, you know, those are 15 years. Yeah. So.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, if you want to.
I'll look at it this way. If my average credit card is at 16%. And I was to pay it off at something that's a better rate than that, and then I get a fat, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
I got to look at all the factors in that mind. I'm paying off something that's a high interest rate, so hey.
Okay, yeah, is that the rate that it's at right now, is 16% for your credit cards?
Some are better, some are worse. Some are better, some are worse. I'd have to calculate it out, the ratios, and what proportions are at what interest to do an average, you know, to get an actual average on the whole lump sum, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know credit cards are not good. They're usually high interest rate as an average, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it just, you know, I mean, it can help out your credit. I mean, as long as you're, like, making, you know, you don't go over the 50% because that's ridiculous.
Yeah. You have to keep 20% of the balance and make your monthly payments, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you're taking a risk. You're making 6 credit cards every month. It doesn't take much. If you all of a sudden you miss one, now your credit just went backwards because you missed one. Believe me, that's just scratching the surface with me with all the different loans I got. So,
yeah.
I just need to rob a bank or win the lottery, one of the two, and then I'll be set for life.
Me too, man. Absolutely. Let me ask you this. If everything went well, when would you want it by, like, as soon as possible, or?
Oh, I don't care. A couple weeks, a week, whatever.
Okay.
I'm in no time crunch. It's for 30 years. I just have this stupid theory. I don't know. I have a high balance on them, and I just, my problem is I get them paid down, and then I'll see some great deal, and I'll buy it, and then lo and behold, there they are again. They're up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a cycle.
Sure.
That's,
I mean, well,
I'd love to just tear them up, but they say that ruins my credit report.
It can, and the thing with that.
Tear them up.
Yeah, no. I mean, I deal with a lot of business owners, like, all the time. That's what we do here. We're a business bank, so. The thing is that, you know, get your credit cards paid off. It's okay to use up to 20% of them. But afterwards, you know, if you find something that you like, that you're looking for, you know, go, you know, either with someone like us or, like, you know, like a capital loan or an equipment financing loan. Don't use your credit cards up. You know, that's the bad way to do things. That's the reality of it. What I would have for you.
If you have high balance and your credit goes down in the toilet, that's where it's at. That's the only holding me down in the 600s is my credit cards. If you took my credit cards out of the picture, I guarantee you my credit report should be like 800. I don't know why it wouldn't be. It's the only bad thing I have is my high credit card deals.
Yeah. Okay, let me see here. Let me ask you one quick. What were your gross annual sales like last year?
We were doing, I think, around 750.
Okay.
I've had months this year that are 110. I've had months that are down to 50.
Yeah, right on.
70 a month, 70,000. Okay.
So what are you on track for this year? About the same or a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. We've hit two million a year before. Before 2008,
yeah,
I was a million a year, and then it went right down to a million. And I've had years like 700 is like the low.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean it's not profitable. That's
no, not at all. Of course.
Screwy. And I took calculus and everything in school and college, and I understand math. And I don't understand how bank shit they justify your credit. Because I pay 20-some thousand a month, but man, if I have 30 grand in credit card, it just totally ruins my thing. And then yet, there'll be another guy that sits right next to me that has 800 credit score, and he doesn't have a pot to piss in, but he has one credit card that's a $1,000 credit card, and he's only got a $100 balance, and he makes his payments of $50 a month, and he's got better credit than me. It's stupid.
It's really weird. It's
whatever. It's like, you know, it's I like think a millionaire it, yeah. paying $1 million.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand it. Doesn't math make sense? But when next to they do credit their credit scores, it doesn't make sense to me. You could have somebody that's got millions of dollars of debt, paying millions of dollars every month, but if he's got, you know, one credit card with a high score, he's got worse credit than the guy next to him that makes $200 a week and has a $50 credit card. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
I think they have college courses for those for tax stuff, or not tax stuff, or credit stuff. That's crazy. Unbelievable. You're 100%.
Anyway, you want to send me that stuff over? Maybe I'll pull some information to you, and you can.
Yeah, and you're 100% owner, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to double check. I have to double check that. Okay. Yeah. I mean, let me send this over to you, and let's make this work for you, man. Let's do this. Let's get that credit card paid off, or that debt, and then that way, your interest rates will go down.
Yep.
All right. So I'll send this to you.
Yeah. Get that email to me, and I'll talk with you later today.
Okay. That sounds good. And you know, just so you know, too, I'm not gonna do anything until you're ready to do it. So send all the paperwork to me. I'll take a look at it. I'll make sure that we have something here.
You might as well run it.
Okay.
You might as well run my credit and run it and see what you have. Come back to me with some kind of offer, because otherwise it doesn't make sense to me to send you all this stuff.
Okay. You got it then.
You're going to come back and give me an offer.
All right. Sounds good, man. I'll do that then.
You know, a couple million will work, but yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I truly have a company that like Ritchie Brothers, that I have a $400,000 open credit with them, but I don't need that.
No.
Their credit, actually, they're not too bad. They're at like 7%, which ain't bad. But that's not for refinance. It's a total different animal. It's not. It's for buying stuff from them. It's not for refinancing credit cards or anything like that. So it's mm-hmm. a whole different animal.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Well,
yeah. Let me send this to you, Bob.
Stuff. I'll get back, man.
All right, man. Okay. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.